Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right Brand Bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right Brand is the number one thick-cut, hand-trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right Brand Bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting.
Let's go. Welcome to Friday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, let's go around the room. Eddie, your favorite story of the entire week. What do you have?
Man, just recently, these archaeologists in Australia found 107 million year old dinosaur bones. That's crazy. They said it was like the first flying dinosaur. Don't know what it's called. But dude, just like a couple years ago, I didn't even think dinosaurs were real.
That's true.
And well, now they're finding these bones.
The story is Eddie didn't believe in dinosaurs. I guess there's a difference in didn't believe and also didn't think they were real.
Well, it's kind of like, it's so long ago.
Because you could have believed it was just a fictional tale.
No, and then they're so confident. This is what they looked like. These were their names. This is what they did.
What do you mean confident?
Is there video of them, a Tyrannosaurus Rex eating other, like, there's no video of this other than Jurassic Park.
No, but they have the bones that go together. The skeleton fits together, so you know that's what it looked like.
It fits together like a puzzle.
Have you ever been to a museum?
Yeah, but see, those aren't the real bones either.
No, they are, too.
They are.
Some of them are. But I'm saying you have to do a lot of educated guessing because they don't fit right together because our bones don't actually go together, even our own body.
Correct.
Right? We have organs in the middle. We have a lot of things.
And even if we found a human's bones, we couldn't tell you what kind of human that was or what
they
did.
They probably can't. I don't know.
They can.
I can't tell you how old something is, but they can.
I mean, they can find bones 20 years later and tell you this: the person was 5'3", blonde hair.
And what kind of personality? I mean, were they funny? Were they moody?
We're keeping it on dinosaurs here.
That's what I'm talking about.
You didn't believe in dinosaurs. You didn't think they were real until a couple years ago.
And now I believe that, yes, they do have proof that they existed, but this story is crazy, man.
What did you use to think dinosaurs, like in school when they're like, this is a pterodactyl, this is the brontosaurus. What do you think it was?
I like Greek mythology, like Medusa. She had snakes in her head. Same thing.
So you thought Medusa rode the stegosaurus, basically.
Correct. And Zeus rode the Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever you had a test and they were like, oh, this dinosaur did this, did you write fake?
No.
Well, no, because we took tests on Roman and Greek mythology. Oh. And you wouldn't write fake.
And that wasn't real.
Right. You would know what Athena was.
Right.
You would.
I still know the dinosaurs. Brontosaurus, that's the big one that eats just plants.
Yeah.
T-Rex, that's the carnivore.
Wait, hold on. What? Zeus and them aren't real?
Are you serious? You're not
Stop.
Serious. You're not
Don't
serious.
You.
No.
You're not serious.
No.
Is this go ahead.
Zeus and Apollo, isn't that one of them?
Well, Apollo Creed. Well, no, he's not really.
Like, those aren't real people that people, like, look up to?
No. They're gods.
Yeah, but I thought they had to live here, and then they become, like, these.
No, they weren't real.
Mm-hmm. Myth.
Like Athena.
Mythology.
I don't know who Athena is.
Yeah, it's mythology.
Uh-huh.
I thought they became, like, once they died, they became these gods. Like, people looked up to them.
Mm-mm.
There was never a John C. Zeus.
Like, you think they're like Cleopatra?
That real
she
person.
Was real.
You know, that's a game. That's a game for
I
later.
Know
real or fake.
Like,
or real or...
Like, I just found out
that Eddie didn't know dinosaurs were real, and Lunchbox didn't know Zeus wasn't.
Yeah, and you guys taught me years ago that Gumby was real.
Gumby's real?
Gumby is not real.
Okay, it's got to be a game now.
That guy...
Gumby's not real. Gumby is a claymation.
No, Gumby is that guy that everybody, like, looks up to. What is it?
What is... Gandhi?
Gandhi.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Stop. Oh, stop. Oh, stop. I can't.
What's his name?
This is not... Gandhi. Oh, my gosh.
Gumby.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, everybody that thinks this is fake, it's not. I swear to you, it wouldn't be this funny if we tried to write this up.
Gandhi.
I guess. Okay, Gumby. I was like, Gumby is not real. What are you thinking?
I know. It was like the green thing.
Like, don't they look up to that
Gandhi.
Guy?
Gandhi. Mahatma Gandhi. He was a person, yes.
All right.
Very real.
He's the one that starved himself, right?
Yeah, he went on a hunger strike.
Yeah.
And then Gumby.
He's a green dude.
He's a green creature. Him and Pokey, or whoever it was, we're best friends. Okay, Eddie, thank you for your story on dinosaurs.
Yeah, no problem.
Lunchbox?
Yeah, I just saw this story about the biggest nerds I've ever seen in my life. So they were like, oh, the whole senior class, check out this prank. Hilarious. So the principal was asleep at her house, and they all snuck in there at 1 a.m. and slept in her house. What? And so when she walks out in the morning, they're all sleeping on the floor.
That scared the crap out of me.
Yeah.
I'd had a dead student. I shot somebody. That sounds like a dangerous prank.
But they didn't. She didn't shoot because she didn't hear anybody. She walks out in the morning.
I know, but just in case.
And listen to her.
Good morning, little bunny. How long have you been here? How did I not hear you? You're like commando.
They must all be close.
It's funny because it worked. But I could see a scenario where that did not work out.
Yeah. I mean, I would bet they had it worked out with the spouse or someone where the door was unlocked. But
why are they nerds, though? That's a funny prank.
Yeah.
Who wants to go spend the night at their principal's house? Like,
they went viral.
Maybe they're close to her.
Nerds are close to their principal. Yes. No cool kids are hanging out with the
Gumby
principal.
Gumby once said, be close to the principal and thy life will be full.
I see what you did. You're making fun of me. The nerds would have known that. But what I'm saying is, the whole senior class, no way the cool kids were at that party.
I thought that was a pretty good one. Amy?
Okay, guys, so I'm going to tell you a story about a mermaid, but mermaids are not real.
That's another great one we should have talked about. That's right, mermaids.
Okay, so they're not real. But the Little Mermaid, her hair is, like, really, really beautiful. And my daughter is getting her hair braided this weekend. And she's like, oh, I want, like, red. Because Little Mermaid's hair is red. But it's sort of like an orange color in the movie. Anyway, I Google how much or like what kind of hairstyle it was, like the types of braids. And it was $150,000 to do her hair because they...
The Halle Bailey movie?
Yeah, the way that it looked really
$150,000.
Cool. It was sort of braids and like a dreads look. And
made of truffles and gold?
Yeah.
She wanted her hair, but then it was wrapped with other real hair and... I don't know. It looked really cool, but I just was shocked that that's how much they spent on her hair.
Was it because they had to keep doing it? And it was
so expensive? I think at times they had to like take it out and they couldn't reuse the hair. So then they would have to, in total, that's what was spent on her hair.
Do they use other human hair?
Yes. I think I read
it. Is human hair at a premium?
Yes. Very expensive.
Really?
I don't even know where it comes from.
Other humans.
I know, but I mean, but I mean, is it donated? Because I feel like that should go to other people.
I think sold for purchase, but also donated for people that need it. If you donate it to like a Lux Love organization.
Lux of Love. Like but I just think of all the hair that's donated and then all the extensions that women have. And it's like eventually they run out of
Or they just make it out of.
And they
can make meat out of all kinds of crazy stuff now. It's not even meat, lab-grown meat. My final story, 40% of restaurant food poison is because employees are sick.
This
is from the CDC. If you eat something and you get like a food poison issue, you throw up, or it's because whomever was preparing your food probably sick. They coughed on it.
Or they touched your food. Remember Typhoon Mary?
Typhoid? Oh, my God.
Typhoon is a...
That's a storm. That's a storm. Yes. Yeah. Typhoid.
You know, if we ever have a segment saved in like the a museum of any sort,
dummy.
You know, the metro. This is not the segment they'll use. Okay.
All right.
That's from the New York Post.
Oh man.
Thank you. And that was Typhoid Fever, and that was Typhoid Mary.
But she was the cook.
Yes.
Right. So it's like the same deal.
Yes. A Typhoon Mary, a whole different person. It's time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Bobby Bones. My fiance and I have officially gotten into our first major disagreement as we plan out our wedding. The question is, and I've heard you guys talk about it before, do we have an open bar or not? She contends that it's a nice thing to do and it will ensure everyone has a good time. My thought is that the day's about us, so their good time comes second to our happiness, and I know how much my friends can drink and get out of control, and that doesn't make me happy. I can't speak for her side of the aisle, but I know that a couple $1,000s on booze and a bartender would be much more wisely spent on the house we want to buy. What do you think? Signed, Boozeless Brian. Did you have an open bar at your wedding, Amy?
I did, but I just had wine and beer, so there wasn't liquor.
What do we have at ours?
You had everything.
Everything, man.
You had signature cocktails.
Yeah, I remember that.
Really?
Yeah.
I have no idea because I don't drink, so I don't know what we did or not.
I remember asking them, what do you have? And they're like, what do you want? That's what I'm talking about.
All I remember is Ray not getting out of his mind drunk, and I was proud of it. And then I heard he didn't drink at all because he was afraid if he had one drink, he would have all the drinks.
No, I definitely had two drinks.
You did have two drinks.
But yeah, there's a thing called moderation. I learned it at your wedding.
Okay.
Is that right?
He left early.
Yeah, because he knew he'd get out of control.
Right.
I mean, I left the same time Keith left. One of the guys, the groomsman, left. I left the same time other people did.
A groomsman? No chance.
Yeah. His buddy from Arkansas.
You mean my former stepdad?
Yeah, well, Keith and then whoever the other guy was we went to the bachelor party with.
Yeah. Scotty.
Yeah.
Scotty.
Yeah,
we all went in the same bus together, so I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
I just know at Mike D's wedding, Ray got out of control.
Oh, man.
So everybody kept watching to see if he'd do that at my wedding, and he didn't. He was good, but it sounds like before he got bad, he left.
Yeah.
Any truth to that?
No. No. And you had it limited, too. You could only get a drink, and then they'd shut it down.
No.
Oh, what? I don't remember that. Maybe for you.
Is that what happened at my wedding?
No.
Like a one drink situation?
Not for normal people.
No.
Uh-uh.
I mean, you guys are living a different world. But yeah, they would close the bar and they'd say, all right, you got to go head inside now. There's no more drinks.
When the reception started.
We're talking
correct.
About...
That sounds like they shut it down.
Okay. See, that was early. That's why he left early. That's the only thing he remembers.
He didn't go to the actual... He didn't go to the vows. Didn't he just show up to lunchboxes?
He just showed up at the reception, didn't even show up at the actual wedding. And he was so hammered, his wife had to feed him his food.
When he got there.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
This has turned into the Ray story.
Yeah, and I mean, that's the thing about a wedding is you're going to have those type of people, but that's what's the fun is you're having your friends and family get together for a party, a celebration. Let's not have everybody sit on their hands and stare at each other. That's boring. Let the booze flow. Open the bar.
But that does cost a bunch of money. So the question is, do you have an open bar if you're like, we could really use this money for a house? What do you do? What do you tell them, Amy?
Gosh, I mean, but I feel like if she's okay with it, then there must be a way they can make it happen. So I say meet in the middle and you provide one or two drinks. And then after they have that, you
drink
can
tickets.
Do this. Yes, there's drink.
Drink tickets at the wedding.
I've been to weddings where you have your drink ticket, one or two, and then anything beyond that, you pay for.
I went to those weddings too, but I left early as soon as my drink ticket are gone.
Okay, well, come on. It's a compromise.
So what do you suggest?
No, let her rip, Tater Chip. It's your wedding night. Let's have a celebration. Absolutely open bar. Let's party.
Says the guy who had a destination wedding with nobody there and didn't have to pay for a wedding.
No. That's not true. I came back and we threw a party with kegs.
Who paid for it?
I think my father-in-law.
Sounds like he's having to pay for his own wedding.
Yeah, that's different.
We got a letter up, Tater Chip. We got a
don't be lame and sit on your hands. Let's open the bar.
I'm with Amy.
What?
There is a middle ground. If you're going, we could really use this money in other places. We need to use this money. Then do a drink ticket thing. And the people that don't want to drink will give their drink tickets to somebody else.
Oh, that's true.
And somebody can have two or three.
Yeah, because when we go places, I usually get your drink ticket.
Yes, that's
true.
There you go.
So that's what I would say, Boozeless Brian. Don't let this become a big issue. Don't get into a huge fight about it because it ain't worth it. Because this is a really cool time for you and you don't want to spend it at odds with your fiance about to be wife.
Yeah.
And if she's like, I don't even want that, then just give in. Just give in.
Exactly.
And just have the open bar for her sake.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is like a fun thing for you to do. I don't know that Dave Ramsey would advise this, but it's like, you know.
I bet Dave Ramsey had an open bar at his wedding.
For sure.
Well, Dave Ramsey now. Maybe not Dave Ramsey when he was broke.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Because he was broke, but yeah.
Find that middle ground. I would do the drink ticket situation. And if that doesn't work with her, just let her have it.
Yeah.
Just let her have it.
Because you can always figure out how to pay for your house, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Or they take it away from you, you know? All right, that's it. That's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
A lot of people's very favorite segment of the whole week. It is Fun Fact Friday, and here's what we're doing this week with it. My plan from Verizon puts you in control of your phone plan. We let you guys be in control of the show, and this week you're controlling Fun Fact Friday. Here's a couple of the voicemails we received.
Morning, studio. I have a Fun Fact Friday for you. Do you know what WD-40 stands for? WD is water displacement, and the 40 is the 40 attempts it took to make the formula. Thanks. Have a good day.
I don't know if that's accurate. I haven't fact checked this, but that's awesome.
That sounds awesome.
We wouldn't take anything. Just say something interesting. We'll be like, wow. Wow. Here's Riley from Oregon.
Fun fact. Did you know that Guinness Book of World Records is the same company as Guinness Beer? And that they started those books to settle pub disputes and arguments. So, fun fact.
That is a fun fact.
That's cool.
Which isn't really a thing to young people anymore. That used to be a big deal because the book would come in.
Yeah.
And you'd look at it and you'd see world's fattest twins and they'd be on motorcycles. Or you'd see small, just all these crazy records. But I think if you're like 19 years old, that's just what people talk about that are older. Some book. You look at some records online, but you really don't get the full experience, you know? You take control of the show and your phone plan. With my plan from Verizon, you get exactly what you want. You only pay for what you need and turn on perks whenever you want.
Fun Fact Friday. Yay!
We'll go around the room. I'm first. The guy who created the baby on board sign has made millions and millions of dollars off of it. The thing is, he doesn't have any kids.
What? Wow. That's crazy.
That's crazy. Amy.
Google Images was created after Jennifer Lopez wore that dress in 2000 to the Grammys.
The open one in the middle?
Uh-huh, yeah. The green one. So many people were searching for her outfit that the search engine added an image function. So now Google Images exists, but it's only because of her.
Crazy. Morgan?
The U.S. Navy uses Xbox 360 controllers to operate the periscopes on submarines. It's because they're lighter, more intuitive, and easier to use. They're also about like $20 each instead of the industry standard, which is $40,000.
Yeah, I'm going to take this story to my wife. Video games can actually be a positive. Mm-hmm. Lunchbox.
The parrotfish, they eat the algae off coral, and sometimes they digest coral. And when they do that, they grind it up, and they poop out sand. That's right. So all those beaches you go to in the Caribbean, that is really fish poop.
You're telling me all of that.
Stop it.
I think maybe some.
This has led to the creation of many small islands and beaches in the Caribbean because of all the poop they excrete. Right.
But I'm saying that's not all the sand everywhere.
That's a lot
in
of
in the
poop.
Caribbean.
I think that's a crazy fact, but I don't think it accounts for all sand in the Caribbean.
I mean, how crazy is that you think you're sitting on this nice sandy beach? You're really sitting on parrot fish poop.
By the way, parrot fish.
Huh. I didn't know that was a thing.
That itself is cool. And let's go to Eddie.
His name is Anthony Victor, and he lives in India. He holds the record for the longest ear hair in the world. It's 7.12 inches long. Ew. He just sits there and twirls his ear hair. That's funny.
Does it come from inside or from the lobe?
A little bit of both. So, I mean, I thought about me. I'm always picking like, oh, I got these random ear hairs coming out. But if you just let it grow, you might hold the record.
Mine doesn't come from inside the ear. Mine are lobey. I get those lobey hairs that come out. And then I go and the woman who does my hair, my stylist, she goes, let me cut your, trim your ear hairs. But does anyone ever say no to that? Does anyone go, you know, I feel like they're in a good spot right now. I'm going to let them
Anthony
go.
Anthony Victor says
like,
no.
I'm growing them out. I'm going out my ear hairs, so leave those alone this time. All right, that's Fun Fact Friday. Thank you.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay! It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
I love when dog shelters or any animal shelter gets creative so that they can adopt out the pets. Because there was 30 dogs in Kentucky that were going to be put down. But luckily, Muddy Paws Rescue in New York transferred all 30 dogs to their facility. And they started their Taylor Swift campaign where each dog kind of has a Taylor name. Like one of them's Dear John. Another one is Reputation.
Some weird dog names. Like, I get it.
Hey, I'll take Tim McGraw.
Dear John, come here. Oh, Tim McGraw.
Yeah. Or they're like, that's a good one. Guys she's dated.
Hey, Mean.
Mean. Love it.
Guys she's dated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Jack, Mayer. Who she's Jack Antonoff. I don't know how to say his
name. She didn't date him.
Oh, she didn't?
He's a producer.
Oh, collaborator?
Yeah.
I thought they wrote collaborator in the story, and I thought they were collabing.
No.
He's writer, producer. He's also from Fun, The Bleachers.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah, so not her boyfriends at all.
Yeah. And they say that just like Taylor's tickets, these pups are going to be a hot commodity.
I like anything that makes and helps dogs get adopted. That's great. Some of those names are a little weird, though. Like, Dear John.
Come on.
That's a weird one. Good story, though. We love it. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
We might have a new champion today. It's time for Easy Trivia, where the game's so easy that if you get one wrong, we laugh at you.
Yep.
That's it. We just laugh at you because it's so easy. Nobody goes home in the first round. The category is fruits. Eddie, what fruit is elongated, curved, and has a yellow peel?
That's a banana.
That is correct. Morgan, what fruit is a member of the citrus family and is known for its sour taste and yellow skin?
A lemon.
Correct. Amy, which fruit has a red or green skin, is crunchy, and is often associated with the holiday season?
Apple.
Correct. And finally, Abby, Lunchbox has not played in like 3 months because this season has gone forever. Abby, what fruit is often associated with tropical islands, has a prickly outer skin, and is filled with sweet, juicy flesh?
Ooh, that sounds weird.
Yeah.
A pineapple?
Correct. Nice shot. You're all on the second round. Okay, look. Eddie's got four. Amy's got four.
Oh, my goodness.
The first one to five is the champion. Eddie's wearing the tiara right now. He is the current champion. Abby, two. Morgan, one. Just don't lose. If Amy or Eddie wins, we have a new champion.
Got to get serious.
Ready.
Come on.
If you do miss it, you will hear this sound.
You've been boned.
Here we go. Eddie, category is cartoon character colors. Mm. Eddie, what color is the genie in Aladdin?
A blue.
Correct. Morgan, what color is Shrek?
He's green.
Correct. Amy, what color is Homer Simpson?
He's yellow.
Correct. Abby, what color is Super Mario's hat?
Red.
Correct. Nice job, everybody. All right. The next category is 90s TV catchphrases. Eddie, which TV show featured a character who often said, "Oh my God, they killed Kenny"?
South Park.
Correct. Did you guys not know that one?
No.
All right.
Morgan, which character from the TV show Friends often uses the phrase, "How you doing?"
Ooh, Joey.
That's correct, Joey Tribbiani. Amy, what character from Full House is known for "Have mercy"?
Uncle Jesse.
Correct. And Abby, do you know 90s TV?
Probably not. Okay. I never know any TV or movies. So.
Which Family Matters character? Which Family Matters character frequently exclaimed, "Did I do that?" after causing unintentional chaos?
I feel like I'm going to feel
"Did I do that?"
Is that Urkel?
It is. Oh. Next category is the 80s.
I like that.
Okay.
Nice.
Eddie, which handheld electronic game became a cultural phenomenon in the 80s featuring a character named Mario?
Handheld. Game Boy.
Correct.
Oh.
Morgan, what pop artist released the hit song "Like a Virgin" in the 80s?
Like a virgin. Madonna?
Correct.
Yes!
Whew. Nice. Amy, which American sitcom featured four senior women living together in Miami?
Golden Girls.
Correct. Abby, who won the Grammy for Album of the Year in 1983 with the album Thriller?
Oh, that is Michael Jackson.
Correct. Now we go a little faster, guys. The category is country music lead singers. Eddie.
Come on.
Randy Owen is lead singer of what band?
Alabama.
Correct. Morgan, Kimberly Perry was lead singer of what band?
The band Perry.
Correct. Amy, Matt Ramsey is the lead singer of what band?
Old Dominion.
Correct. Abby, Gary LaVox was the lead singer of what band?
Rascal Flatts.
Wow, come on. If Amy or Eddie wins, they are the champ. The category is musical instruments. Which instrument, Eddie, is known as the instrument of the angels?
Harp.
Correct. That's a hard one.
I'm trying to play it cool.
That's a hard one. Yeah, that's a hard one.
Oh, boy.
Morgan, which instrument is known for its distinct shape, six strings, and is played by strumming or plucking the strings? Which instrument is known for its shape, its six strings, and is played by strumming or picking the strings?
A guitar.
Correct.
Okay.
Amy, what percussion instrument consists of a set of wooden bars struck with mallets to produce musical tones? What percussion instrument consists of a set of wooden bars struck with mallets to produce musical tones? Hmm. Need an answer?
Xylophone.
Correct. Xylophone.
Oh, wow, wow.
Abby, what's the instrument with black and white keys that is played by pressing them down to produce sound?
Piano.
Correct.
All right, guys. Oh, my gosh. No one's missing anything.
The category is Marvel.
Oh, yeah.
What's the name of the Marvel character, Eddie, who has a tendency to break down the fourth wall and is also played by Ryan Reynolds?
The fourth wall? Ryan Reynolds? Ryan Reynolds is Flash.
Incorrect.
Oh, no. Oh,
you've been booed.
Wrong universe, buddy.
Oh, no.
The answer is Deadpool. Deadpool. The fourth wall is not a literal wall, Eddie. Dead.
Oh, it's not?
It's like you talk to the to the camera, the person.
Oh, my
gosh.
Oh, gosh. I said Deathpool. Is that a band?
Probably so somewhere. Eddie has been eliminated.
I'm done. Yes. I'm done.
Wow. Morgan, who's the billionaire genius philanthropist that becomes Iron Man?
The name or like his actor name?
Not his actor name, his character name. Who's the billionaire, genius, philanthropist?
Tony Stark.
Correct.
Oh.
That's right. Amy, what Marvel character is known for their hammer?
Thor.
Correct. Abby, which Marvel superhero is known for his ability to grow things back, regenerative healing, and his claws that come out of his hands?
Claws that come out of his hands. Wolverine.
Correct.
What?
We're going speed now.
Wolverine.
We're going speed. Here we go. Wow. Morgan, what country is both an island and a continent?
What country is both an island
and a continent?
Australia.
Correct.
Yes.
Amy, what country is known for its fjords? What?
I just didn't know the category.
Geography.
Okay.
What country is known for its fjords, Vikings, and beautiful landscapes?
Scotland.
Incorrect.
Yes!
Oh. You
yes! Let's go!
What is it?
Norway.
Okay, well.
Wow, wow, wow. Good job, Amy.
Over there.
Abby, which continent is home to the Amazon rainforest?
South America.
Correct. We're down to two. Ooh, we got one more category. If nobody wins this, we go to sudden death. The category is video games. Morgan, what's the name of the block building game that has become one of the best selling video games of all time?
Tetris.
Incorrect.
Block building game?
The answer was Minecraft.
Oh.
That's crazy.
Abby, for the win.
Let's go, Abby.
What's the name of the speedy blue character that is the mascot of Sega?
The speedy blue character, that is Pac-Man.
Incorrect.
Oh, Morgan, you're still in it.
Right. That is Sonic the Hedgehog. There'll be three questions. Speed round. Abby, Morgan, yell your name as the buzzer, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. What is the world's hardest material?
Morgan.
Abby.
Morgan.
Rock.
Incorrect.
Diamond.
Say your name.
Abby Diamond.
Correct. 1-0.
Wow.
Here we go. Who directed Jaws and E.T.?
Abby.
Abby.
Spielberg.
Correct. Winner.
Wow. Abby wins. Yes.
Abby's got three now.
Man.
That is a lifesaver.
Also, Lunchbox is still out. They're good.
Still out, yeah.
He hates us right now.
No winner. Eddie and Amy both flamed out. Abby, nice job.
Thank you.
Winners, Abby.
Okay. Thank you, Abby.
I was talking about Shania Twain's concerts, and people are like, I don't know what's happening here. Like, it's always sounds always messed up, or she stops singing, or she like leads people in chant. Every Shania Twain show, it looks like on TikTok, there's something bizarre happening. So here's a call, Kaylee from Fresno, California.
I just wanted to call after I heard you talking about the Shania Twain show. I was at her show in Mountain View. What I thought was she was kind of struggling with her in-ears and she was like touching them a lot. I've heard you talk about in-ears on the show and it sounds like maybe they can be bothersome if they aren't working properly. Anyway, I just thought I'd offer another perspective and also stick up for the queen of country. Love the show. Okay, bye.
Appreciate that. It just seems like every show something's going on.
Yeah.
It's in ears this time. The next show, her hair's on fire. The next time, there's a raccoon on stage. I don't know. It just seems like there's always something. And also, you know, TikTok has the ability to make things bigger than they really are. But a lot of people walking out of Shania shows. It's crazy. But maybe it's her inner ears. But also, you fix that in sound check.
Right.
Line check.
This is a big level show.
It is.
They should figure that out.
Yeah, that is. The Bob
Bone Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
A poll was taken about whether or not someone on an elevator hits the close button real quick if they see someone approaching the elevator. And they try to just leave them.
Well, that close button doesn't really work.
It does.
It does.
Sure it does.
No. Yeah. No chance.
You try it every time.
It doesn't. You can't make it close faster. You can't get in and close and it shuts faster. It's like some of the buttons on the street where you push it and you think you're walking across the street.
That's
either.
That's not real?
Yeah.
No. It's all timed with traffic lights. So
mind blown.
The close elevator buttons for the most part don't work. You can't get in and hit it and it closes immediately. You've got to give people ample time to get in.
Huh.
Wow.
I thought that right when you hit it, it starts to close.
Then why have that?
Yeah.
Exactly.
He's messing with us.
Why have the buttons on it just to make you feel good?
Wow.
At some point they may have worked, but now if they're making an elevator now and you hit the close button, it doesn't close any earlier.
Huh.
If like you've held it open for a long there's a chance it could hop in and do, but go ahead. People are hitting it. Why are they hitting the button?
Well, just a poll was taken by YouGov. Hopefully that's not something our government pays for. But 3 in 10 Americans have tried to close the elevator door to leave someone behind or not have to sit on the elevator or be on the elevator with a stranger.
Here you go. Most elevators don't have a functioning close button. They have the button, but the close button does not work. The open button, however, does work.
To keep it open. I just put my hand up there, you know? Lock it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so if someone's coming in and you want to do the opposite of that, you can hit the open button and it opens up. So, you guys didn't know the close button was just a trick?
No, I didn't know that.
That's so crazy. Eye contact people or talk to strangers on elevators?
No, no chance.
No.
I look down the whole time.
I mean, it just depends, I guess, what time of day it is. Like,
do you look at the floor or the numbers?
Why would I look at the numbers?
I love looking at the numbers. Like, just the numbers.
La, la.
I kind of look at the floor. If I'm with Caitlin, I'll just say something funny, uncomfortable to make her feel uncomfortable. Like, I do that stuff. Sometimes, I guess, it depends if the person's, like, has their head up. Hey, how's it going? Hey, good. How you doing?
Yeah.
But mostly, I feel like I don't want to bother people.
I've been trapped in an elevator just once, but I got out fairly quickly, so it's not as traumatic as the time that we were in Vegas for iHeart Festival, and I had to bring something up to your room, and I got on the elevator, but I had mouthwash in because we were in a hurry. I was, like, getting ready. I was, like, and I was just going to spit it out when I got there. A bachelor was on the elevator with me. And I wanted to talk to him.
From the show or just in general?
Ben Higgins.
Oh, got it.
This was years ago. And I was like, oh my gosh, I got to talk to him, like show prep. And so I swallowed my mouthwash to talk to him. And it was horrible.
Did you get drunk?
No. But that's my...
Who's the coolest person you've ever been on an elevator with?
Got it.
Ooh.
Do you guys have... Or do you want to hold that?
Yeah.
Hold it. Because I got a couple good ones too. Ooh. Hold that bit. We'll get to it later today or Monday or something. Okay, Amy, what's next?
Bed rotting is the latest trend that is going around, especially on TikTok. And it's not as bad as it sounds. It's just kind of like you're, quote unquote, rotting away in your bed because you stay in there as long as possible. And fans of this claim that bed rotting is a great way to work on your mental health and your physical
just
health.
Just lay in bed?
I can't.
I would claim that, too.
I can't figure out why.
I would claim that. Bed rotting is a terrible name. It's not like you died.
Yeah, you're rotting. Yeah.
Or some of those shows where it's like those TLC shows where people are so big they can't get out of their bed. And they
My 1,000-pound life or whatever. Ooh, those are
tough.
Are interesting to watch.
That's bed rotting.
Yeah. Which also related to the bed.
She met a bachelor.
No. You and Caitlin, y'all should try going to bed 90 minutes apart. Experts say that'll help your sleep.
I already go to bed early, and she sometimes will just take one for the team. Because I've said it before, I'm Little Spoon. It is what it is. And sometimes she'll take one for the team and be Big Spoon and help me go to sleep. I struggle with sleeping. Mm-hmm. So she'll Big Spoon. So I don't like that.
Any more progress on a sleep study?
Yeah, a little bit. First, I do love my sleep number bed.
First of all,
let me say that. First of all, without it, I wouldn't have a chance. Second of all, we're trying stuff. Yeah, mostly spoon me harder. All right, what else?
Well, Dolly Parton was sharing how she keeps things spicy with her husband.
Oh, no.
Next segment.
Next segment.
Why are we talking about this?
Next.
They have been
elevator
together.
Elevator closed.
Hey, button doesn't work.
Isn't it crazy? They've been married 57 years.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, that alone is a story to celebrate. But she said that she just likes to keep herself looking good. Like, if she's out in public with her hair and makeup done, she does the same thing back home. She's not going to just...
That's not spicy, though.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Is it? She's keeping it up at home, too.
Like, okay.
That's what she says.
Okay.
And they make time for each other. You know what I'm saying?
Good for that. Yeah, no. Close.
End it.
Okay. Is that it?
Is it because they're older?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Miles was having his fourth birthday party, and he was like, oh, Mom, can we invite the police? Because he had met the police officers at some night out a couple months ago. She's like, sure, if you want to invite the police, invite the police. So he went to the police station with an invitation, said, come to my fourth birthday party. And his mom's like, yeah, right. The cops aren't going to show up to the birthday party. And what do you know, on his fourth birthday, the police department showed up and they brought the fire department.
Yes.
Because it was a Paw Patrol themed birthday.
And that's funny.
They all showed up and they brought him a big Paw Patrol toy.
I bet the neighbors thought there was like a murder at the house or something.
For sure.
Once the cops and the fire truck show up, they're like, whatever that is, that ain't good. That's awesome. I mean, Paw Patrol, then they show up. That's pretty cool. That's a great story. What town is that in again?
That is in Scarborough, Maine.
Shout out to those police officers. I'm looking at the picture. They're all out there. The kids got a sign. They brought the police dog as well.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's really good. That's a great story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.